Hey, it's Tech D Rob, and I'm always looking for deals on food. And one of the things I don't get to talk about enough are sweets. Well, Molly B's cookies are about to take care of both of those things. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the Molly B's logo to get 10% off these huge cookies. Lots of great flavors to choose from. The Big Joe, the Pina Colada, and the Hot Mess, which has Flamin' Hot Cheetos in it. And those are just a few of the current selections. It's always a good time for cookies, especially with the holidays coming. Get the best deal on Molly B's cookies now at tjriggins.com/deals and just click on the Molly B's logo.
The Radio Family Charity was started to get immediate assistance to the TJ and Riggins Radio family in times of need. Whether that was bringing Christmas to the town of Old Fort, North Carolina, or to the Appalachian Mountain area after Hurricane Helene, the Radio Family Charity is here to help. The Radio Family Charity would not be possible without great sponsors like FS Drinks Simple Boba. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for more information.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Riggins and I are in the studio. Lindsay is at the Fountain Blue in Miami. And Rob is at a homeless shelter somewhere. No, I don't know.
He's loving
it. He's in his room. We're remembering Ace all weekend. Yeah, I do think that if you hear that I'm sounding kind of groggy and all today, it's because my wife made me take Tylenol PM last night in addition to my regular sleep medicine that I take, because I haven't been sleeping, obviously, for, you know, obvious reasons why I haven't been for the last week or so. And I don't think it had time to get out of my system, because I had 5.5 hours since I took it and was supposed to get up this morning. So, and I'm still just like, you know,
yeah. She's making you like a gypsy rose. Yeah. Blanchard. She's just pilling you. You can't take a sedative for the first time and expect, like, you know, to be totally okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave these on the counter. Mm-hmm.
They're like, the blue ones. I'm like, well, how many are going to be like, how many different pills are laying on the counter? They're blue. Okay. Well, probably the only two pills that are on the counter, right?
Yeah. Funny story. When I was over at your house, she gave me the tour of your house. I'd never been there. And she walked me into your bathroom, and then she points at the two counters and she goes, "Can you guess whose is whose by looking at the counters?" And I look over and I went, "Oh, I guess this is yours. You want to make a point that this side is really messy."
Was it messy?
No, it wasn't at all. No. But you had more stuff, I guess.
Uh-huh. Always got to be doing something. Just always. And what was that you said, Riggins, right as we were coming back, like right before we came back on the air just now?
Yeah.
Ace memory.
One of my favorite Ace stories is you ripping on him about his underwear choices. Because you used to say all the time that Ace bought his underwear in a tube.
He did. When we were young and in the early 90s, when we first, you know, met and were roommates and, you know, becoming a show and the whole thing, he wore those little bikini cut underwear, bright colors. And they would come in, they were so small, they came in a tube that you get at Walmart or wherever. So there'd be like five of them in a tube. It was a smaller version of the tube at the bank. You know, they give you that thing. Yes. It was a much smaller version of that, but it had five pairs of underwear stuck in it.
Yeah.
Bright, bright, baby blue and red, bright red. I mean, yeah, it's just.
Oh my God. Was that style and cut what y'all wore? Was it
I didn't wear that, but, he was a lot. He was a lot thicker back then than he became over the years. He was a chunk-a-bunk kind of, and that long down to the middle of his back, big red hair, walking around in those little bikini underwears. And I'm like,
dude, put some clothes on, man. What you doing? Yeah, that, what a scene. Holy cow.
And then everybody else goes, "Well, you know what? His underwear. I mean, we were roommates. He'd walk around in his underwear. I saw him.
Best friends for 30 years.
I can see it. Lord. And I'd say, because there's no, I mean, they are. They're and I think he may have has. He did. He had some French cut ones that went all the way up the side.
Yeah.
That he did a whole thing about. He bought for his anniversary one time.
Yes.
You remember that? Yes. It's like, I bought the sexy underwear for my anniversary.
Like, it's a gift to her that you're in these tiny little underwear. Oh.
Yeah.
What is he talking about? Yeah.
Oh. Love it.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, it's TJ. And when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft. It's so heavy. It's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products. But if you want to get a bubble cuddle blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Skoni spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere, 15% off with code TJ. Skoni, perfect for on and off the course. Redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.
The Cabarrus Arena has a packed calendar right now, but if you need space for an event, they've got you covered. 150,000 square feet of space to suit any event needs. They've got it. Go to CabarrusArena.com to check them out. CabarrusArena.com.
All guests of the TJ and Reagan Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, a beautiful new modern hotel perfectly situated in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
When you subscribe to the show, you get all of our shows right when you open up your podcast apps, YouTube app, or social media. Learn more at tjriggins.com/subscribe.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Remembering Ace on Galentine's Day. Happy Galentine's Day.
Oh, Happy Galentine's Day.
I didn't know that this whole Galentine's Day thing started on one of those. Was it Parks and Rec is where that started?
I think so. Yeah, you're right. I didn't.
That show?
Yeah.
I never saw Parks and Rec, and I also never saw 30 Rock.
Oh, really?
I've never seen either one of them.
Yeah, 30 Rock had aliens in it, right?
Huh? That was Third Rock. That was Third Rock from the Sun back in the 90s. 30 Rock was Alec Baldwin and Tina Fey.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I never watched that or Parks and Rec with Amy Poehler. Poehler, yeah. But that's where I heard that the Galentine's Day thing came from Amy Poehler. I mean, from 30 Rock. I mean, damn. From the other one, Parks and Rec.
Yeah. Lindsay might celebrate Galentine's Day, but I mean, women already have Valentine's Day. I don't know. What is Galentine's Day? I mean, it's not like a Friendsgiving.
And they always are, if they want to go out together, they do.
Right.
I mean, it's not like you got to have some special occasion to get to go out with each other. I mean, if they decide they want to go out together, they do. So, I'm sorry, Lindsay. Is it something that that women who have husbands and boyfriends hijacked from the single ladies? Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it was originally supposed to be for women who were saying, you know, we don't have men and we don't care. We're going to go celebrate, you know, exactly, ourselves and all of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then why would they put it on the 13th?
Exactly. Exactly.
Instead of the 14th.
Right. Really make a statement by doing it on the 14th if that's the way you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want both.
Exactly.
Yeah.
this goes back to what TJ said a few weeks ago about women only wanting three things. And one of those things being they want the opportunity to get free things.
Mm-hmm. They love trinkets.
Trinkets. This is just doubling up.
Yeah, but this is a they want to always be out and have a theme.
Yeah.
To whatever, if they can have a theme to something, they love that.
The ones I've been to are at people's houses and they have decorations and like beautiful wine glasses and you know, so it's fun. You go to Home Goods, you just go crazy, you know.
I'm telling you. Yeah. It's a pretend kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, let's pretend like we're princesses and whatever else.
Yeah.
They love that. They love that. Any opportunity to have a theme get together. And they still carry, though, a little bit of that guilt with them. They may not even know, because that's why they always have to justify all of these little things that they do by saying that they deserve it. We deserve this. We got to celebrate this. We're going to celebrate her. We'll celebrate her. We'll celebrate all of us. Instead of just saying, this is fun, let's do it.
Yeah, sure. We'll make a day of it.
Yeah. I'm just saying that I don't think they should have to do that. If they want to get together. You don't have to come up with a reason why or, you know, justify it to anybody.
Or fabricate a holiday.
Right. Yeah. You can leave the rest of us out of it. It's fine.
The image of Lindsay all hopped up on a venti iced Americano roaming the aisles of a Home Goods is just terrifying. She's just buying everything.
And I'll tell you what.
Kind of Kyle is the financial part of it.
Exactly. Right. And Ace would not let it rest that knowing that Rob's going on a Galentine's Day thing this weekend.
He would have been brutal.
Oh, you got to record it, Rob. Take and record.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
Okay, I'm about to do an Ace thing here. Okay.
Okay.
It's remembering Ace, and one of the things that Ace used to do that we would laugh at is he would give out all of the pertinent information of something and then throw it to somebody else to give the information he just gave.
Yeah.
Like this. Okay, so we're remembering Ace. You want to share your memories about something that you remember about Ace fondly, and you want to share pictures, and I'll go to tjriggins.com, and then you can click on the Ace Memories page right there. There's also a place where you can donate to Peyton's Promise, our charity that was named after Peyton, who was Ace's daughter who was killed in a car accident. And if you missed any of the tribute shows this week, you can go to Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get podcasts, but it's easier just to do it from our homepage, because our homepage acts as an app. It works exactly like an app, tjriggins.com. So, Riggins, tell them how they can listen.
Well, he'd want to go. Well, he just gave it all away there.
And then he would also do that when we were taking calls. People would be calling in for whatever topic. And let's say one of our most famous topics ever that other radio shows did, and it's called Who's Exchanged Gunfire with Their Parents. And he would look up on the screen. And the name that we gave people to remain anonymous, if they didn't want to give their real name, we just called them Lucy. And the reason we did that is because whenever Ace was telling a story off the air, I noticed this when we first met. And he couldn't remember the person's name. So I'm in the store, and they call this woman's name. And let's just say, her name is Lucy Wilson. Hey, Lucy Wilson, can you come to the front? So he always did that. So I said, let's just start calling people who are callers.
Yeah.
Lucy is an anonymous name. Well, he called them Anonymous Lucy, which is redundant. I mean, Lucy is the anonymous name. Yeah. So Anonymous Lucy, so you were 12 years, he's reading it on the computer screen, because the call screen, they'd give you a little bit of a synopsis of what the person was going to say.
Yeah.
And he would say, all right, so we had Donna from Birmingham. And so Donna, you were 12 and y'all were at a cookout and you and your dad got into it and you pointed a BB gun at him and shot and hit him in the leg. and then Donna would sit there and go, He goes, yeah. Yeah. I shot him in the leg.
Yep, that's the story.
And then when we got off the air for that segment, he'd be like, hey, people got to pay attention. Yeah. When we go to them, they need to be ready. It's like you just
have nothing to say.
You told the whole story. Yeah. Because if it was on the screen, he was going to read it. Yeah. He just couldn't. That's the way his mind worked. He'd focus in so hard on something. And he just could not look up. And even if there was a call up there that wasn't what they wanted to talk about wasn't really as solid as what other people did. He had to clear that board almost every time.
Yeah.
And he would go, so, Donna, or let's use another name, Bob, this same thing happened to you? Yeah. It just like the last caller. All right. Thanks for calling. But that screen was clear.
Yeah.
He could not leave it messy.
No. That is too funny.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Remembering Ace Week continues, and I just thought of something. Do you remember the story? I don't think any of y'all were working with the show yet, but the story about Banana Boy.
The kid?
Yeah.
The singer?
Yeah, do you remember that?
Yeah, that was early on.
Ace started hating on that little kid.
Forgot what?
Yeah.
So there was a little boy. He's probably 30 by now. I don't know. But there was a little boy that went viral because he would sit. He would stand in front of the camera. He's a little chunky boy. Looked like he was 7.
Yeah,
maybe 7 or 8. And he'd be in his little underwears. Singing into a banana like a microphone, and he would sing all these Lady Gaga and Britney songs and stuff and dance around, and he was really cute and funny, and everybody loved him except Ace. For some reason, Ace got just irked by this kid.
Yeah.
And everybody's laughing. Oh, he's gay. And Ace goes, I don't think he's that good at all. And people said that, you rock. You do not rock.
That's right. You do not.
Dead serious. He wasn't trolling or anything like I do, where I just try to get people to go. He was dead serious. This kid, fine, whatever.
He's not even really singing. Yeah. It's like, no, he was. He was singing. He was just singing. Having fun.
But because he was in a band at the time and he felt passionately about
it's an artistry that. To him. It was a skill you had to hone. And to him, this just seemed like an insult.
He hated that kid.
Yeah.
It's like the cutest little boy. He's just like singing into a banana as a microphone. We were calling him Banana Boy. And
yeah.
I mean, you can probably go look up Banana Boy and he'd pop up on YouTube or something.
I'm sure.
But then it was such a big deal on our show that we wanted to interview the kid. And when we contacted him, somehow got his number and called his agent was the one. He had a booking agent by then. And said that something like he wanted to charge us for the kid to come on our show.
Yeah.
And that just flew all over Ace. Who do you think he is? And then we told him, and this was serious, the kid's agent, talent agent, was like his 14-year-old brother. You remember that? Yes. I mean, it's just these people in middle America sitting around and, in their little country house. Yeah.
We're negotiating with a 14-year-old. He's like, listen, we're going to need a little bit of money before he can come on. And that just infuriated Ace more.
And we just kept piling on. Yeah. He was like, I mean, why the hell does he need? Like, he thinks he needs an agent.
Yeah. And I think TJ was the one that was like, yeah, well, let's go ahead and pay him. Just to get him riled up a little bit. Let's see if, how much does he want?
It's like he only wants $2,000. He said, we'll give us 10 minutes for $2,000. I think that's pretty good. This kid is so hot right now, Ace.
You heard his cover of Bad Romance? It's incredible.
He was like, I mean, that's if you want to do it, that's fine. I'm just saying, I don't get it. Kid's not even that good.
You, sir, do not rock.
Yeah, no, I got news for you. You do not rock. I am not exaggerating. That kid could not have been more than 8 years old. And Ace just railing on him. Like that kid just booked a gig over Ace's band. Like oh, he's going to be the headliner.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
We're continuing with the Remembering Ace week. And we were just talking about how Ace would was so harsh on this kid that went viral a long, long time ago, a little boy, because he was singing into a banana and getting a lot of attention and everything. And Ace says, I don't get it. But, you know, we talk about how jovial Ace was about, you know, laughing at himself and all of that. But one thing he did not play about very much at all was that band, his band Charity Case. I mean, that was serious business to him. And he did. We still made jokes about it to him and on the air and things like that. And he did go by he kept his theory of, if it's funny, I don't care if you're laughing at me or not. Yeah. But he didn't laugh along with us at any of the jokes about him, you know, being in his leather pants and the, you know, whole thing. He didn't laugh as much about that. But there were times when he would come in and he would just be, because the band business was completely separate than what I had anything to do with. I mean, meaning the business of the band, the bookings and all. It was a separate project. It was still under the Ace and TJ umbrella as far as a company, but I didn't have anything to do with the workings of the Charity Case band. And he would come in though, griping about some of the things that he was having to deal with in booking these gigs and things. And one of them I remember was there was a big concert festival thing. It may have even been a Halloween one of those. We started this thing called Gravedigger's Ball in Charlotte years and years ago with the radio station we were on at the time. And I remember Ace getting more mad at one of those things that was coming up because Charity Case was on the bill. And we got national acts, people who had hits on the chart would come in and play. But they would put Ace and his band as an opening act or whatever. But when they told Ace that his band was going to have to open for Mini Kiss. As he would say, that flew all over me. I'm not opening for Mini Kiss. They don't even play their instruments. Mini Kiss is a band that it's little people and they dress up like the members of Kiss and perform. And the guy, he did not like that at all. They're the novelty act, not us.
Holy cow. Yeah. I would have loved to have been in that room when they say you're going to open for Mini Kiss.
Just to see.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Remembering Ace, because Ace would have wanted it that way. We were just talking about when Ace would get mad because you know, something that he felt that his band, the Charity Case, was getting slighted in some way or another. Like when they told him that Charity Case was going to have to open for Mini Kiss, you know. He didn't like that at all. But he was always like the big dreamer, as in, why can't we do this? You know, why can't my band have a stage presence like Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
Why can't I fly across the room on a rope like David Lee Roth? You know, those kinds of things, because his mind always worked in like a kid.
Yeah, it's like a kid.
And one time, there was a big, tragedy in Charlotte with the police department. And, you know, we're so pro-law enforcement and everything, and there were two officers who got killed, and so we wanted to pay tribute to them, so we started these projects where we were building parks in their honor, which we did. But when we first sat down with the committee and the representatives from the police department and the widows and the whole thing, Ace got it in his mind in that meeting that we were going to build a pirate ship. You can't have a playground without a pirate ship. You know what I'm talking about, like at Treasure Island in Vegas?
Yeah.
I've seen them everywhere, like on TV and in movies. These kids climbing up and they're pretending to be pirates on your big pirate ship. And if you have never built a playground or ordered any, you know, commercial playground equipment and all that, it is a task. I mean, that is big business, and it's expensive, and it's not just like, you know, used to be we go to Sears and buy a little thing and throw it up in the backyard. I mean, this is serious stuff, and it's expensive. And they were going, well, we'll have to check the. And the people from the playground company were there, and they were cutting us a deal, like giving, you know, selling us the stuff at a much, much lower rate than what they would normally because of the situation.
Sure.
And he just keeps on and on. A pirate ship, and you know, you put those ropes on them, and we would already have moved on from that type of thing. We're talking about location and land and things like that. And he says, I just still keep coming back to a pirate ship. I just think the pirate ship is going to be the coolest.
That sounds just like it.
It does.
He would not let that go.
It's that childlike excitement about things. That's perfect.
What, Lindsay?
Sorry. They're like, sir, this is actually a liability. We need to look into this.
Said, we can do it, but that's going to be way more expensive than you think. Let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Remembering Ace. We were talking about how his mind was... He was very intelligent. He was in those gifted classes and all growing up, but there were times when he was just stupid, though. I mean, come on.
Dumb.
Yeah, and he would laugh about it. I go, and you were in those, I'd always say that, and you were gifted as a kid. And I used to tell him the only way he got in that program is because his mama was a teacher. Yeah, it's like, you got it because your mama was a teacher. She could pull some strings. He said, your mama was a teacher too. How come she didn't pull strings for you?
That's a good point.
The childlike part of his imagination that he always, I mean, we can make it happen. I mean, he was speaking things to truth before that became a stupid trendy phrase, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes he was just speaking it to 12-pack of nothing, though.
Most
like
times,
saying,
yeah.
I want a pirate. You got to have a pirate ship, pirate ship. But Rob just said he never got the wrestling ring that he wanted. He always wanted a wrestling ring, either a house big enough to have a wrestling ring or an outdoor facility thing that would he could have a wrestling ring in his yard.
Yeah, that's so true.
I feel like that's not hard to do, though.
No.
Is it?
No, the HOA tends to frown on that sort of thing.
Right.
Putting a big official size wrestling ring in your backyard.
Yeah.
Not to mention the noise that would have come from that.
Sure. And he would have used it.
Oh.
He would have used it.
Please. So we got to find because there are pro wrestling circuits all over the place. We need to find one in this area that will just dedicate their ring, like name it the Ace Ring or something like that.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, and it won't cost us anything since we spent all our money on that pirate ship.
Oh, yeah, he would love that.
Mm-hmm. So if you got any lead on how we could make that happen, send us a DM.
Yeah. And he got to wrestle you, right? Or no, he wrestled in the sumo suit one time.
Yeah, in Huntsville, the wrestling came to town, and they had us up there. And so Ace was in one of those big sumo suits, and then the guy from the country station was in the other sumo suit. And that guy's partner and I were like the managers, the ring managers, right. Or whatever. That was so funny. And he could not wait to get in that ring.
Yeah.
So we didn't get to get in the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, now I want to do it for real.
And he got mad because the country guy, and that guy was known to be drunk and disorderly. He cheated before the bell rang. He came out and tripped Ace in that sumo suit, and he couldn't get up. He's just rolling around, and then he just like splashed down on him. Everybody's like, "Ooh!" And he's like, "Hey, cheated."
Oh my god! And he's so tall.
Yeah.
Oh, he cheated. No, it's BS.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Remembering Ace. It's like we start telling these stories and then whatever we had prepared for the day that we were going to talk about really just goes out the window. And that's what I'm doing right now. It's like one rolling into the other.
Yeah.
And it's about how his mind worked as a child so often where he wanted to, you know, anything that we can pretend we can do. You know, he's a... Yeah. You know, he's a PBS special of some sort. You know? And he used to get mad whenever we'd start, you know, brainstorming fun ideas and stuff to do on the show. And then he would take it too far and we would have to go, "Oh, we can't do that." And he'd be like, "Why not?" And then once we explained it to him, then when we hit the air the next day with it, he goes, "So we decided that that wouldn't be the thing to do."
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we did. Like, one of them was putting we used to use a shock collar, a dog shock collar, and we put it on this guy, Ryan, that worked for us. And, you know, we figured out all these different ways to do it where, you know, trivia, if somebody missed the trivia question, he would get shocked or whatever. And he said, what people would really freak out about, what they would really like, is if we put it on Gwen or if we put it on Monica. Yeah. Or whatever, and we're like, "You can't put it on a girl. You can't do that. Why not?"
Yeah.
"Would you do it?" I mean, he's looking at, you would do it, wouldn't you? And they're looking at him like, "Well, I don't know. Maybe." We did put it on Gwen one time, but we didn't. I mean, we had it just barely on. And come to find out, the guy that was in charge of setting the strength of it, quote unquote, accidentally left it turned up a little too high on Quinn. So it really was buzzing her.
Yeah. Who knew about that?
But it wasn't Ace. No, but he would. He was like, if somebody didn't step up and go, "Hey, you know what? I will take a bullet for this show." Yeah. He'd be like, "They're not with us."
Yeah. It's a betrayal.
Yeah.
He did. He valued the loyalty above all most things.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was like that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then sometimes he would, I think he would get the idea, or he would say that I'm not intense enough.
You know? What?
You got to be intense. I'm like, okay, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, bringing pain to a woman for funny outcome is not funny to me. I don't think that's funny. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, he would come around to your side eventually. Mm-hmm. You'd talk him off the ledge.
Yeah, but he wouldn't let it go. He'd go, "I still say we should have put it on Monica." "I still say we should have shot Lindsay with a paintball gun right in the face." "That would have been so funny. You don't think they'd be talking about that all over town?"
"Yeah, I bet they would."
"Why are they in jail?" Yeah.
Right.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.